She does not involve a bizarre mitzvah, because the other baguette is also a mitzvah. But since Shmuel says that even when you don't put it down, so it's still chayav mitzvah. So mele, the fact that you put it, that you are matter, that you put it in a baguette that you are going to put on, is not any special significance. Suppose you don't put it on, it still has to have its issues. So what's the big chiddush by Shmuel? So Tisha says, Neide, in ein tzitzis lechol brodo, she yater tzitzis mbedet she matzniye, litin mbedet she reitza milvish, vite amitzo. In other words, that even though beget kufsi is chayvi tzitzis botein yedein, the kiyum amitzme of a beget kufse to the kiyum amitzme of a beget that he puts on. In other words, bine deritche, the Gemara in Menachah says, is manshno. If a Jew doesn't put on a telescope, he's not mivatel any esterais. But he is nenesh, bine deritche. That means that there is a mitzvah, a chiyuv mid rabbon. It's always a bine deritche. I mean, it's reach shoko, I mean, they're not a tzaddikim gmurim, the whole door. Who is a tzaddik omot today? So really, it's always in the Derech. So mele, we should, there should be, if there is a chiyuv in the Rabbanon to put on a telescope, so it's not only a chiyuv in the Rabbanon. There is a special mitzvah kiyumis for the eyes. Because the Loshon of the Pasuk is, the smack says, that it's a mitzvah that to be able to see the tzitzis. The chatrim. So it's not just the time of mitzvah that the Rambam, the Chinuch mentions. The Torah mentions the time. So if you keep it in the drawer, how is it to reason? You have to go up to the every time and open up the drawer to see it. So there is a special mitzvah kiyumis in putting tzitzis and a beged that you see. That doesn't mean that the tzitzis has to be out.
No.
The Mavi Brunishiti is, on the contrary, it's yura today. But today it's not yura because it's actually about everybody has the tzitzis.
Even Mavi Brunishiti will be murdered today.
Even Mavi Brunishiti will be murdered. But Mavi Brunishiti says in these days it was yura.
But I thought the briskets don't show their tzitzis.
They don't show tzitzis.
Why?
Because of Maripon.
That's right.
And they don't consider themselves. And maybe the briskets, when they started the briskets practices, so that they told them were not so fun yet. That was the influence of this. That the Nitoa became more fun than Rav Chaim briskets.
He did not wear tzitzis out of plan?
What? My father never. No, he did, because he wore the telescope on top of the pants. The whole telescope, he didn't push it in. But the jacket, the capote was always buttoned. So only when he opened up the capote, he could see this.
What? Otherwise, who, your father?
My father.
But did he put it into his pants when he wore his telescope over his...
No, he didn't put it in his pants. I put it in his shoe because I'm not in that much like to wear it out. I have to know what matleig I have.
So your father wore a talis cotton on top of his shirt under his capote?
What?
Your father wore a talis cotton on top of his shirt?
On top of the pants.
And
he didn't push it into it.
The chutim were also out?
Of course the chutim were
out. Isn't the Shittas Arizal supposed to keep the chutim in?
To keep out?
I pick the Arizal, pick Kabbalah.
It's what?
They're supposed to wear the Shittas in.
Inside? Yeah, I think so.
So
why do we have to resort to this one? יש למה, this is the blind between שם רבי יחם ניסד על הוקבו שבקרר כפי שקורא ועס ישחרית בדומה לפסיכרש זאת יש שיא המנשן שחרית that near the mentions in פרק המסניע in Shabbos that there are three levels there is no motion in the like walking on grass walking on grass on Shabbos you don't motion in the so it's mutter again it's mutter living with the rabbi and the contrary even according to Rabbi Yehuda who says don't motion in the and it's also and he calls the Rekuli is chayev but on Shabbos he's made it's mutter because it's not in the Chesmach Shabbos he says but it's only also with the rabbi. But then that's one way. But the contrary of Shimon is totally damned to walk on grass. And even if he plucks out grass, so it doesn't matter. It's not a psychration. Then there is psychration mamish. Mamish psychration. Like let's say cutting off the head of a tzipper. He wants it. He is not interested in killing the tzipper. He wants the head to be used as a toy for his child, so it's his creation. Then he's hired mamash. And then the Meiri says in Perek HaMatznia and in Perek HaKelim, there is a third level called his creation. What is called his creation means most of the time it results in loch. But to be a psychration, the right seat has to be 100%. If it is 99%, then it's not psychration.
Almost made a bun.
But if it's 61% or 60.1%, that the Moloch, it will entail a Moloch. So then it's also the Rabba. Where is the Moker for that Moloch of the Meiri? And it's mentioned, is the Rambam Shita also. Now, this the Moker is a Gemore in Perek HaMatznia. Tzadik Ches Amdal. So the Gemara says, Ton Rabban, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11th line from the top of the Ton Rabban, Kachiri, Van Chabez, Van Gabez, somebody makes a cow, or he's Mechabez, Mechabez means he made, Rashi says, Hamami, Hacholov became. Lingere Mechabez is it in Yemen. He lives in a couple of the Seychel. Umei Hacholov, the way she is Yubei, that are watery, latrine, the Meas, the making of way. The making of way. So that is Mechabez. And the first shot is, to be money the hollow of the cake and the gabbing that place to make hard cheese mamish that's me gabbing is ki geregres is high ham a chabi dam rabbit suppose he sweeps the floor it doesn't mean this one but it means a sand floor so when you sweep it you fill up the cavities so you are being so it's also a lot. The rabbis means instead of using a broom, a sweeper, you sprinkle water. So then, if you sprinkle a lot of water and sand, so it's mashed with the gummies. So it's the same law of being. You are the chalais, a beehive, you make honey. You are the chalais, vash, sugar, bishabis, chayat, chab. He's beyond the flake, cowboy, so it's law of the rice. He was a blessed Chacham Memrim, Echotze, Echotze, in Yelam Shushush. Rav Nachman Baguri, Kulun Adoye. Boy, Mene, Chili, Mishumal Mechaye. What is the Chiyu of milking the cow? What can you do with it? Omer Mishum Chiyu. Mechabib Shem Mechaye, Omer Mishum Mechabib. Megabib Mishumal Mechaye, Omer Mishum Megabib. Omer, Rav Chok, Kotu, Kani, Baag Mehav. The Rebbe apparently was not in the room, but That's how you explain half of it. And so, also showed me to Hashem Mishdash only Chilip Chayit Mishim Mithar. In other words, the Loch in the Mishim was Mithar, when he took out the Pseles, the grain from the Pseles, Dosh. That's the Loch of Dosh, one of the mountainous Lochs. Chabetz Chayev Mishim Beiner, Megabin Chayev Mishim Beiner, because when you make American cheese, hard cheese, you see the first lashon in Rashi, that the chabetz means, making cheese means cottage cheese, not hard cheese. Cottage cheese, you're not chayev mishum beine. It's no binyan. It's just a kvetch, you know. It's not something firm and sturdy. In order to be chayev mishum beine, it has to be a cheese that is firm and sturdy, I mean, it doesn't break, it doesn't stretch out.
Is there any difference between American cheese and Swiss cheese, or is it the same?
As far as Bini is concerned.
No, but as far as the Basar Buchalov is concerned.
Yeah, there could be a difference.
There is a
difference? I don't know whether today's Swiss cheese, but years ago Swiss cheese, when they used to keep it, you know, when they didn't do it, you know, in half an hour. They made it. Today they make everything on a jet, you know. But years ago, when I was a child, so they used to put it, you know, in the basements, in the cellars for weeks and weeks, so that you had to wait 6 hours.
But for American cheese, you're saying?
Certainly not. And not even for Swiss cheese today.
No.
Today, for any cheese, you don't have to wait 6 hours. You just have to rinse out your mouth. That's all.
Yeah.
That's
all.
Well, the 6 hours, the gross, it would be 1 hour, even the sheep, you would have to wait after the cheese.
What?
Wasn't the sheep, you have to wait after the cheese only 1 hour because it comes from the Zohar? The Zohar says only 1 hour.
But I think there are more passages that cheese, you have to wait 6 hours.
What about the
hard cheese?
The one is cheese?
The time, the cheeses, the hard cheeses and the time of the Ramah. Yeah, I mean, I remember it. It was so hard, it could break your teeth.
So we don't have that today? We don't have that today?
Like eating today, like chewing the lollipop. Could you chew the lollipop? You could chew it and suck it for 2 hours. You're supposed to bite off and break your teeth.
So we don't have hard cheese today?
No. I don't know, maybe in India they have it. Why is making of honey in the loch? My time there to see why you do. He should be answered by Anya, Richard Bash, Limaloch. My yar, I feel it's going to be Shabbos, Chayef Chatos, Afghanis Bar Shabbos, Mimu Shabbos, Chayef Chatos, Amei Mar Shore Zilche, Bimu Chuzi, he allowed to sprinkle water in Chuzi. Oh, my God, come in my own, I've been on it in water like 3 years. But that was like the floors today, it wasn't sand. So, Hoch Lekegumis, we are not geyser. Robert said, Ashfil Rabbinu, you come in style Marwe. Omar Marchi, Ashfil Rabashe, you come in style Marwe. And so, my Lord, Tanya Ritzel, Rabbi says, this is Shabbos, in the Arabian, in the Mayim, in the Hezbollah, in the Zabizu, Yodu, in the Zabizu, Rabbi, in the Zabizu, in the Shabbos, in the Shabbos, in the Shabbos, Omar Lava, the Toy, Tone, Isha Chachomo, in the Rabbez, is Beisha, in the Shabbos. Because in that price there is a machleki between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim as to whether there is a chiyuv chatos, chiyuv malkus, or just a Yisrael Rabbanan. And the Chachamim say it's only Yisrael Rabbanan, but at least there is a Yisrael Rabbanan. So it's only because the Chachamim also agree with Rabbi Yehuda Roshen Yisrael Mezosah. But since we pass on Rav Shimon, so it's muter lechatchil. So here, what does it mean, Mutal Hatchila? Does it apply to Mechabit and Merabit, or it applies only to Merabit? sprinkling water and not to mechabit. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Shabshimen the Omar, the Rashim is Havamuta, we am rabbits in this Havamuhabit, Chayf Abibumel, Rashi Sabais, Amishal, Eloshal, Yalob, so from Rashi's Loshni, also means, it means only it only applies to Merabits, but Mechabit is also living contra Shimen. Here it's only Mashma, it's not spelled out. But that Kufkotalet in Shabbos, the Rashi spells it out. Avon Mechabit Psikreishu. So the question is, if it's a Psikreishu, Chabit Leir has the Kashi. So why does the Chachomim say, only the Rabbah? Only the Rabbah? So the Miri has the Kashi. And the Miri says that it's called a Psikreishu. Merabes is not in Korv's creation. It's 50-50 or 40% of the times. So it's Mashvigulis. And what Merabes is 61, most of the time, I don't know, 61 or 70 or 80, but not 100%. So that's Korv's creation. That's Teisa Shit here. Teisa says, I could say that by Gere, it's Korv's creation. Kamashmur, the Gera is not called Mishkreishi, but if it's Mamish called Mishkreishi, like Mechabe, then Teisa agrees with the Shita of the Rambam and the Shita. All right, I think that is all of it. Teisa says, Shemo Rabbi Yechem, Shemo Rabbi Yechem, Shavalo, only the Gabi walking on dress, because that's a real function is Chabi. Mashim Chinkere is covered in secretion. So Kamashmalon is not covered in secretion. But if it's covered in secretion, then it's just a Rabbah. So I mentioned Rashi Shita in Shabbos, in Pirka Matsnia. So Rashi says, Krab Shimon Dovashim is Chav Muter, Lam Rabbi Tzimlech, Chavim Lahadlik, Ofa Begimba, Rashi Sabais, Elo Shalo Yalo. So the Aloha is that it's Muter in Lahadlik, not like the Chachom device. Because the Chachom device say it's a Shmuz. But it's not even more similar. So the question is, how about Mechabit? So from Rashi it's Mashma, that Mechabit is Osir, even more even the Israeli Krebshim. Tasteless, mentions 2 days. Even the time of Krebshim, the Charles Chatzile, the Loch is daily, Shore, Kibbut Maita. So the Bahad is Chilik on Rashi. So if you look, what's the Machlekes? Machlekes is, whether well, Korv is a creation, or some is a Rabbanon, or it's not also. So there's a machleke between the Bahad and the Rashi. What's Teisa Shita? Tasteless is Chilei and the Bahad, but for a different reason. Because of Mukse. They near the Levi, the Chilei Kolakeli, coming up with Kodalet, Omar Ablezer, Rafn Chabri, Shal Tamre, Mutali Tolto. In other words, if you have a womb made out of the sticks of a deca, of a palm tree. So the question is whether it's a Klisha Melachta Lizer or it's not a Klisha Melachta Lizer. If it is a Klisha Melachta Lizer, then it is also to be talted, not like real books, but in Chamul Tzeir, it's also mutal. It's mutal, it's a gufer, it's a became it, but not the Chamul Tzeir. So, the Gemara says, that Chamul Tzeir, Chamul Tzeir, Chamul Tzeir, Chamul Tzeir, He must pass his tail. All name of the blazer after we shall come with. But true, it's not mooks, it's a clee. So it's not mooks, but it's clee, so much elisa. So Muhammad is saying, it's also how we can say, this is muda. Mapchale, the creature, like a man, the show, after the film. If we say like Baloch is dayless, that it's muda, but it's not a clee, so much elisa, you're allowed to use the sweeper of Tamre in sweeping this, the car, Kashalofo, and Shabbos too. So what kind of a Klishim Lachal Yisa is to Yitzhakaya, not Alochas Deles. So it's not Chilik and Alochas Deles, Mitzad Yisa. Yes, so he is Chilik and Alochas Deles. And Mitzad Yisa of Kibbutz. So it's a raya that it's also the kibbutz. Why is it also the kibbutz? Even the sphere of the shemet. So in other words, so tasteless is chilek and dalgazilis. And taste is a grizzly brush. So what's the machlekes between Rashi on one hand and Rashi and Tesves on one hand and the Aruchas Deles, whether calling the Kreshis or so not. So in other words, because it not only, but if calling the Kreshis is not also out, so then even Kibbutz should be muta. I mean, even Kibbutz should be muta. So those who say that kibbutz alochas deles says that kibbutz is mutera, apparently you hold that even kolvitz a creation is also, it's not mistaken to say it's a machlegis mitzias, whether it is kolvitz a creation or it's not kolvitz. Now let's see that here Rashi doesn't say the fair, but only Diuk, he doesn't mention. He only says the sphere of Krebshim and Shaul the rabbits. He doesn't mention Shaul the rabbits or the cabbage, but that could for Dalet Rashi says it will fail. So Tamra came Shalom and Chavis Abayis. The Osa Mishmashvu Edumis. The Meder of Shimon Psikrei Shalom. But it doesn't mean it's Chayev because the Chachomim say only in Nisa Shvus. So call the Psikrei. What is called the Psikrei Shalom? Here he says, if Rof Piyomim, he can tell them Rof. Now let's see the Roshna Moshav. Chof Gimel Aloch Yud. Oh, I look soon. Perek Chof Gimel Aloch Yud.
Perek Chof Aleph Aloch Gimel.
What?
Chof Aleph Aloch Gimel.
Halacha
Yud Gimel.
So there's a mistake in the Masechta.
Chof Aleph Gimel.
Chof Aleph Aleph, he mentions the Rabbot. Some other words. Chof Aleph, he doesn't discuss the rises. He doesn't say Chai. He says Osha, which is in Rabbot. So the Rambam says Halacha Gimel. The Osho Lechabed is a Karka. Shemo Yishvegus. Umutal Zalit Maimal Gabe a Karka. So the Rashi, the like Rashi. And he doesn't mean Sikhreshi Mamish, first of all, if it's Sikhreshi Mamish, not Tosa, it's higher. And then the Rambam says, Shemo Yashvigunis. It's not Shemo. Vada Yashvigunis. The answer is, it means Korah of Sikhreshi. And this is how the Miri explains the Shita of Rashi. ובערוכס פוסקו שהכיבוד מיטר מלרפשימן ולכל כוכר וזר דאס הרמבן זם והרשבוזה. So they also hold like הרוכס דינס that COVID secretion is not us, but then the shayle of tufu mukse mukse mamish the offer. So Afro-Pri Shem Leiz Ofo Utsuri Shukripi Vassur Nitalpe Yirali Mitnei Shom Mutar Mishum Shehen Leiki Gerev Shorei. In other words, that it's Kovid Abriyas. Gerev Shorei is the Heta of Kovid Abriyas. Why don't we say Klach Yad? The answer is no, it's not Klach Yad. Because Klach Yad means not the regular way, but what's the regular way of moving away from the end? That would be Klach Yad, to take off from the end. But the regular way is with a group. What it is, feel from the tzad. So there is a machlekes rishayni, it's a machlekes in the moral of the two, the tzad. So the possible Tufim Asad is, I mean, that this Hashem holds the Tufim Asad is Mutar. I mean, Tufim Asad is also accepted because of the Kofetabris. But Taisa says in Shabbos, very likely, that when it's Tufim Asad, Mutar, There is one situation where Tufel Nasad is Mutar. That this situation is not like the Shita of the Rambam, the Rambam. Because that is when he is not interested in the Tufel, in other words, dirt. Who is interested in keeping the dirt? But suppose you have money. You have money on the floor. A lot of money, many coins, many quarters. And then you take a broom and move it away in a place Well, it is saved the money. No one will take it away. Since you are interested in the Torah Asar, so Teisa says, then it's Asar. Then it's Asar. But here it's dirt. He's not interested. And still it's only Muta because of Kovla Prius. Otherwise it would be Osir. So in other words, the Ramban, the Rashbo, Achilik, and the sheet of Teisa's Rachel. Now, let's see about that child. Why do the Rabbonim say, now let's see the Teisa's, Hamedan Tzadikei in Shabbos, Hamechabed Vav Rabbeid Stein. There's a machleke between Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbonon, whether there is a few chatos or not. So what's the machleke? Darko chokhmai red lehave psikresh. Shehi ashvegum. Di psikresh shehi cheshor lekhanu rabshinu lechatru. Omeid rabshinu psikresh shebo yom. Vechim lehave psikresh sheamai mechai rogbaz chatos. Even though Rabbi Lezer agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, the Dorshin is Chavin is Oseh, but by Shabbos there is Aloch and Mulach and Mach Shabbos, so it's Mutar with the Reis, so there is no Chavis. Om Elohim, Om Al Perik, Amune, in Yume, Gabi Tzir of Hashoshiyas, in other words, the King Godo, so, because he had to walk barefoot under its paw of the Beis HaMikdash, it's very cold. So they used to put rods of iron in hot water in order that it should not, that the floor should not be so cold. So how is it mutar and mitzvah to put rods of iron in boiling water? Is made. After all, there is no bishul in matres, but it's a double, it's a makbe patish. In other words, so it's mitzari. The dorosh in mitzchavim, the good in atere, is not mitzchavim to be mitzari, only to make it warm. So one pshat in Teisus is, it's not shy to say machlekes chavurim chachomim mitzias. Mitzias not shy to say machlekes. But so one pshat is the machlekes is there's a whole since it's called the tikvayshe. Some mele is considered mischave with the rice. And the Rabbonim say it's not considered mischave with the rice. Even though Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbonim both agree that by Shabbos, Doroshim mischave is mutar with the rice, it's not melechas machsheves. But if called the psikresh of the holes, then it's considered mischave. So according to that pshat, we have to say that when can Rabbi Lezer say that kol of the psikresh is also in the raise, only because Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the dovashim is having kol atzirei kule is higher with the raise. Let's say Finoza will not use the comb to straighten out his hair, but he'll just with his hands he'll straighten out his hair. So the Chayav Malkus, he will pluck out his hair. But by Shabbos it's not Melechas Machshavos. So Reb Chaim says in another tense of the Kashi that the Magid Mishneh asks against the Rambam. The Rambam says Melechas Shabbos Gabim Bapis Musa B'Shabbos, it's Muta. Why? Because it's a double shame mischab. The Gemara in Shabbos that Kuvop says, the trap says, Kol Ptura di Shabbos, Potter Avolosa. Whenever the Mishnah or the Braise says Mishabbos Shabbos, that is Potter when he's doing certain kind of Melochet, So it means he's part of the rice, but he's also the rabbi. Ba'amitlat, daf kubov in Shabbos.
Which the Ram passing is that what's it?
Mapis mulsi. When you just see sunsi. Mapis mulsi means if he has an abscess on his head. And then he breaks the abscess to pull out the pus. So if the purpose of bursting the abscess is to pull out, to draw out the pus, then it's mutar. The Mishnah says that Mapis Musa b'Shabbes, the Price says, Mapis Musa b'Shabbes, im leitzes halei chopota, v'im lasis lopeh, is chay. Lasis lopeh means because he wants to have an opening in the hand in order that it should bring in a teacher and able for air, Avir to come in and for Avir to come out. So that's Makbe Pati Shabbeinu. Rashi in Shabbos mentions two shames, one Beinu, because Yesh Binyan Biguf, by even Satzeo, the Torah says in Rashi's. Or Makbe Pati, the Rambam, Rashi mentions two shames. The Rambam mentions Makbe Pati, because it is Gemar Melachim. So if the purpose of breaking the abscess is to make an opening, lahachim so heitzi, so then it's chayav. But if the purpose is to draw out the pus, so then it's potter. And so that potter is potter mutter. The Rav says that. Let's see the more of it. And then, Nochosh. Suppose he goes on the way and he sees a Nochosh on the road. He's afraid lest the Nochosh will bite. So he takes a killer and throws it upon him. He shouldn't be in a position to bite. So then, he's put. So Rav says, why is he put? Because Rav Paskins like Rav Yudah that the Lohashim is certainly good for, like Rav Shimon, that the Lohashim is certainly good for is potter Shabbos, because we have two machlekes between Rav Yudah and Rav Shimon. One is a general machlekes, potter good. So Rav Shimon says, Dorashim is chavim is potter and potter good, and mutar lechatchil. So Nozer chaytif in Paspeis, Avolos of Yisrael. He must, but with his hands, he must be allowed to straighten out his hair because it's not a figuration. So then, that's Rav Shimon. And Rav Yudah says, no, the machine is having a quarter, is or seven is high. If he knows he straightens out his hair with his hand and he plucks out hair, so then it's high malchus. If he gets a soy and there is a bolus, a soy. Then there is a specific machlekes in Shabbos. The Loroshin et Zuchaguf. Achif a bear being a tzorich hello. The afraid, so he is not interested in the bear. The tzuras amloche consists of making a bear. But he's not interested in the bear. He is only wants to have offer. Or, Maver Kates, Taladamit Beshus Rabbi. If he sees a thorn and he's afraid that people will get hurt with the thorn or pieces of glass in the street and he picks it up and carries it down, so the purpose is a negative purpose. It's also washing to him. It's not like somebody who carries a loaf of bread or a bottle of milk, so he has a positive purpose. He wants to use it. Here he has a negative purpose. He's not interested in using the fragments of glass. He's only interested in getting rid of it in the Rishus Rabbi. So that's the Lashon Tzurchah. So here when he throws the kelim and the nochosh, he's not interested in keeping the kelim. He's afraid the nochosh will bite him. Now let's see the Lola. He could say that. Omar Shmuel, Kolb Tuba di Shabbos, Potter Avos, Ibar, Ane Tzadi, Potter Omuta, Chode Ho, Chode, Umay di Potter Omuta, Ua means Ho, that's the Mishnah, Tav Kuvov, Ume Beis, Shnei, Yosha Fayachod, Ala Pesach, the Loimulov, Yoshua Shane Mulo, Ashini Hai, Yoshua Lishma Pesach Mulo, Uba Shane, Yosha Bisside, Apopish Omadovishin, Mulavishin, Hai Vashini Pot, holds the Damon Nails, Basili Shane, Vinimso, Svi Shomobusek. In other words, suppose a Svi happens to be in a certain room, and then the door is open, and then he wants to catch the tree. He shouldn't run out. So he stretches out his two legs at the doorway, and he thereby obstructing it, so and not preventing the tree from running out to the door. So he's high because he saw a tree in the room. But suppose a kube he stretches out his legs in the doorway, and then Shimon comes and stands in front of him and also stretches out his legs. Then Reuven sees that Shimon does the same job, so he stands up and he leaps, and Reuven leaps, and Shimon remains in that state, his legs stretch out. So Shimon is potter because he didn't catch the deer. By the time that Shimon decided to stretch out his legs, so then the deer was already caught in the room, was already trapped in the room. So he's potter. So there is potter muta. How do we know that there is potter muta? Because it says, holy is a day, male, nail is base, or shame ray. So suppose somebody locks the door and he didn't even know that there was a tzvi in the room. And then it turns out that there was a tzvi. So the one who locked the room didn't know anything by the time that when he closed it, but after he hears that there is a tzvi, he's happy. So what? So then he's not chayav Mishum Tzedek. So there, of course, he has no ma'aseh, since the Mishnah mentions that Moshe. To Reuven and Shimon, so just as in the Moshe, it's muter, so in the Nimshu, it's also muter. Chodeho, umay di potah muter, if tani seike, nizamal ul ma'aseh beimeh, But if he throws a killer upon the nochosh because he wants to use the tissue of the nochosh, So why is it Hanetzlat Mita? Because Double Shem is Chayv. This is what Shmuel says. When the same halacha is mentioned by Rab in the first period of Shabbos.